O God, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be always acceptable to you. Amen. Please be seated. Good morning. Growing up in Western Kansas and around the farmer community my whole life, you learn to read different signs of the weather. The wind blows out of the south, it gets hot, things are going to dry out, and if your wheat is not out of the field, it's time to make sure everything is in ready to go harvest. When the wind comes out of the west and you see the clouds, which you can see a long ways out, you know it's about to rain, so if your wheat isn't out, you hustle. If it is out, you start the disking and all that other process. And when the fall hits, you start seeing the geese coming from the north, moving to the south, and you know cold weather is about to hit, and fall is about to turn into winter. All of these things I grew up with recognizing and knowing, and even recognize those things, those signs today. Even in people, we recognize the signs too. 8-year-old, 9-year-old, and 10-year-old boy roughhousing in the house and their mother yelling at them is a sign. When we disregard the sign, it gets louder and we're told to go outside. We disregard that sign and it's wait until your father gets home. Now, we didn't go to our room and look at each other and say, well, I can't wait until Dad gets home. We knew what was about to happen. And even in our gospel lesson today, we hear about the signs as well. And you can almost tell by the very tone that Jesus has set forth at the very beginning, it is, somebody's in trouble. It feels like that. It feels very much like, I am set on a path, Jesus says. I have another baptism, and I am gone on a path to bring fire, not peace, to this place. Really tough gospel lesson. It's chapter 12 in Luke, and it's about the time when Jesus has a big following group, probably around 9 or 10,000, we suspect. And this large group is hearing these words. And at the same time, in Luke, from this point forward, the rest of the gospel is about this duality of bringing peace, not bringing peace, changing the world. Now, you could take the scripture, and growing up in the Mennonite church, I've heard many times about the fire and brimstone type of preaching. That's not the type of preacher I am, and I look for other things. There's more substance here than just good and bad, evil and righteous, separating the two. I believe this gospel is more about change. Jesus is about to change the world. He's going to turn it upside down. He's going to change everything. He's even going to change relationships with our loved ones. He's going to change everything. And he's about to do that by offering himself as a sacrifice on the cross. Through God's love for each and every one of us, he gives us Christ for that change. But what does that mean to us? Don't we see the signs in one another? Don't we see the signs when we open the door and look out in the community, turn on the news and see the news, or turn on social media and get bombarded by all of that? Isn't there signs that the world needs to change? Jesus is saying that very thing. I am here for that change. I'm here to turn the world upside down. I'm going to change it. Through God, the Holy Spirit, Jesus gives himself for us because of his love for us. Even though Jesus writes he didn't come to the world, or states he didn't come to the world to bring peace, he comes to the world to make change. He didn't come to say, everything's going to be okay, keep on doing what you're doing. He came to make a change. But how do we do that? How do we change? How do we start massaging the world and making it a better place? It's done through you and me. If the change happens through us, we have to be open to that change. What are we going to do with the rest of our lives? We hear these types of sermons often. We read this in Scripture, and Jesus says it's time for a change through him. But yet, the world continues on the same path. And yet, we keep going. And are we really trying to change the world? Are we open to the Holy Spirit to swizzle and light a fire under the gifts that we have to offer the other humanity? Are we open to that to make the change? We're called to give drink to those who thirst. We're called to clothe the naked. We're called to feed the hungry. We need to sit with the lonely, pray for the sick. Those are all instruments of God's love for change. The way to change the world is allowing him to work through you as vessels of his love. Each and every one of us, God knows each and every one of our gifts. He knows each and every one of our talents, and he knows how he can use them to serve him, how he can use us. But we have to invite him. We have to be open to it. There's no time like the present. The gospel lesson should give us a sense of urgency. We should be on the edge of our seats saying, "What can I do? How can I change the world? Please work through me. I'm ready to help change the world." And allow him to enter your hearts. Allow the Holy Spirit to stir up that which is already inside of you. It's not easy at all. The world still needs us as much as we need it. We need to help that world be spun upside down and changed for God, for his love. There are people out there that need lifted up. There are people out there that thirst. They need drink. There's people that are hungry. There are people that are naked. There are people that are sick. There are people that are dying. And it's up to us to make the change. It's up to us to be a vessel of God's love and allow him to work through us. As you leave this place, as you continue to look in the world and look at the signs all around you, it's easy to recognize that it's up to us individually and then collectively bringing in God's love. It's up to us to help make that change. Jesus sacrificed himself on the cross for our love. God gave us Christ for his love. And gave us the Holy Spirit to stir that which is inside of us to help make the change. Be open to that. Be open to the Holy Spirit. You have gifts and talents already. What are you going to do with the rest of your life from this point forward? I heard a little snippet of a sermon, and then you may have seen it on Facebook, and it's about time. We sit back and we wake up one day and say, "Where did all the old people go?" And we look in the mirror and we are them. What are we going to do? Time keeps turning and keeps moving forward. What are you going to do with your time? You're going to be an instrument? You're going to help make a change? I think we can. Be open to the Holy Spirit and change the world. Amen.